the Rat Run, then it would be, it was Newtown then, and it was all Newtown and Marina. So I'd start going out and it would be Institute, it would be Circus Circus, Lucky's, LA's. LA's was the in place to be. I think I was quite sad when that closed, because it was just such a great nightclub to be in. And I remember us queuing to buy tickets for New Year's Eve. Queue for like round the block for a New Year's Eve ticket. And then you'd do Marina, obviously, on your bank holidays, and you'd get a bit of Sergeant Pepper's, Peppies, and all these kind of places. Never one for Waterfront. I think Waterfront's one of those. You went in and you spent all night up and down the steps looking for everybody. You never found your friends. I never got into Romeo's and Juliet's as an adult because it was closed down. I only ever went in there as an under 18, and that was... in your shell suit. I think there's some photographs somewhere. I've got a really great, amazing bright green shell suit on and a pair of wallaby shoes. And Flintstone dungarees and jeans as well. They were quite trendy. But yeah, that was your night out. Definitely have your Saturday in town, because you had to go and get your outfit. You'd usually be like back a market or around there, and you'd go and get your new lipstick and get your new single out of Woolies. McDonald's always had some offer on where if you bought a burger, you'd get a ticket to get another burger for free. Remember when McDonald's opened in Hull? We were really with it then. But yeah, Saturdays in town. And you'd mull around with a quid. You'd mull around all day along with a pound, you know, and that was it. It was enough. It kept you happy all day. I had a great childhood. It was very traditional. You had a hot dinner on the table every night. You went in when it got dark. The highlight of your year, Hull Fair, yeah. When you was allowed to have a goldfish, but you knew your mother would never let you take it home. So you'd dare yourself to run home via the cemetery. And if you could run, you know, all the way down parallel to Springbank West through the cemetery with your goldfish in your bag as well, thinking, what am I going to say about this goldfish when I get home? There was the days. And again, you'd go to fair on a quid. You'd just make your own fun and make your own night of it.